It's been more than a month since Helene caused catastrophic damage in western North Carolina. The manager of Buncombe County called it her area's own Hurricane Katrina. FEMA set up a base of operations in the mountains, but FEMA workers are also here in the Triangle to help with recovery efforts. Daryl Habish is one of those workers. He's a FEMA spokesman based at the American Tobacco Historic District in Durham. I first asked him about comparing Helene to Hurricane Katrina.
You know, it's really not a good idea to compare disasters. What I've found is that, if this happened to you, this is the biggest disaster ever. There is nothing worse. You know, if your children have lost their homes, one day they have a nice warm bed, the next day they don't. You know, we have more than 2,800 households in hotels around North Carolina right now. And that represents well more than 6,000 people that are displaced and that are working on rebuilding their lives.
How many displaced people are there in this area, in the Triangle?
You know, we don't break it out like that. I couldn't really tell you because, you know, when folks are moving, they're living with their moms, their dads, their kids. So they're all over the state right now.
Right. Well, and on that note, is FEMA constructing temporary trailers, for instance, as they have done in other disasters?
You know, those are all on the table. These shelters, they could be mobile homes. They could be travel trailers. They could be hotels. They could be leases on multifamily residences. We do provide the housing right now, but what's the more permanent solution while folks are on that road to recovery? That's the discussion that's happening right now.
There's been a slew of false claims about FEMA's response, including that the agency was blocking aid to Western North Carolina, that it was seizing land in Lake Lure and Chimney Rock, or the opposite, that it wasn't doing anything at all. How have these claims impacted the response itself?
Well, it affects the survivors. It affects mom and dad, who now may have second thoughts about signing up for the assistance that they may be entitled to. That's where the problem comes in. When people start talking about spreading rumors that, you know, that FEMA is confiscating goods, well, how silly is that? Why would we do that? I mean, it makes no sense. We're the ones that are arranging for the delivery of all of these programs and all of those supplies to the areas. You may see the Army out there delivering supplies, and in this case, they are. You may see faith-based organizations. Well, a lot of that cooperation is coming through FEMA.
I wanted to ask about funding, if I could, before we go. The main question I want to ask is, does FEMA have what it needs to continue the recovery efforts in North Carolina?
Yes, that's the short answer. Yes, it's the Disaster Recovery Fund. If you apply for assistance, you're not taking money away from your neighbor. These are, again, rumors. Well, you know, Bob over there has it worse, so I'm not going to apply for assistance because they need the money. Well, it doesn't work that way. This is your tax money. It's there for you so that you can get back on the road to recovery. Now, are we an insurance company? No. Are we going to replace your home? No. But if your home only needs, let's say, minor repairs or certain repairs to make it livable, safe, and functional again, we may be able to help you with that. That's what these grants are for.
Daryl Habish is a FEMA spokesman based in Durham for now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.